Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up in about 30 minutes, we'll get to Ben Maller. Also, coming up in about an hour, we'll get to Smasher Pass, where you'll have a chance at a $50 Booth Creek Wagyu gift card.
Smasher.
Right on. Here on a Thursday on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey as well.
You want to talk about a weird stat? This one I just found on X from Scott Kazmar, who works and covers the NFL.
Scott Calvin?
K-A-C-S-M-A-R. Mm. Most passing EPA when defense doesn't blitz in 2025. Patrick Mahomes is number one at plus 100.1. I don't know what that means, but this is where it gets interesting. Mahomes is 22nd, number minus 5.7 against the blitz, again showing it's not Super Bowl 59 this year when they struggle blitzing his work. Mahomes is terrible against the blitz this year. I guess that's what's telling us, right?
Yeah, it's terrible. And then you can kind of make your assumption on what that means.
Is that you tell me? I don't know what that means. Is that like why was he good against the blitz before, where, oh my god, you never blitz Patrick Mahomes, and now you're blitzing Patrick Mahomes and he's not having success against the blitz, where he always had success against the blitz, and then he's not having, I mean, so what's going on here? You tell me. I'm not a dork. I don't know what this means.
Geek. I mean, personally, frustratingly so, to many of these questions we've had recently, Bob, there's not just one answer. I would say it's a combination, but the biggest answer to me would be predictability and Andy Reid. People know what's happening. People know these routes that they're running, and they don't necessarily have a wide receiver right now, in my opinion, that can destroy man coverage. I think Rashee Rice could be better and will get better, but yeah, I would say predictability and play calling on Andy Reid.
Is it predictability on Andy Reid, or is it the predictability on Patrick Mahomes? Because I do think that is a conversation that we need to have here for a second, because if Andy Reid is sending in the RPOs and Patrick is just, you know, discarding the R's and only looking at the P's in that situation, is that on Andy Reid, or is that on the quarterback being, you know, insubordinate, if you will, for lack of a better term? You know, how much of that is on Andy? How much of that is on Patrick Mahomes? I think there's a 50-50 split right there. We may not like some of the play calls, but is Patrick necessarily running the right play out of that call that Andy Reid is sending in? See, this is the trickle down effect that's so fun in the NFL, is that once, like, if you've ever remodeled your house or done a little work around your house, once you take one thing off, everything needs to be fixed. You know how that goes. It's the peel back the onion effect. That's kind of what we have going on here. Is this Andy Reid calling bad plays, or is it Patrick Mahomes just saying, screw the R, we're just doing all the P's, and then they put themselves in these situations? I don't know what the answer is for that.
Sometimes you got to find the rotten potatoes.
Yeah, you do. It takes weeks.
Mahomes is definitely culpable. All I'll say is the reason that I would go the other way with Andy Reid is, again, a little nerdy here, but quarterback efficiency when throwing beyond the first read. So, hey, first read isn't open. What Andy Reid drew up, that hot route, didn't work. Okay, was predictable, whatever, stagnant route, wasn't run well, whatever you want to say. Mahomes is by far the best. He's the most efficient. His EPA per pass attempt is the best. He is out there, and Jaden Daniels is close. Lamar's there, and then it's just a hot.
How do people know what the first read is and who the hot route is, though?
They watch the All-22 and they see their eyes.
Oh, okay. So they're just making it up. Yeah, I don't buy that. That's gobbledygook right there. That's nonsense. Nobody knows who the hot route is. Nobody knows who the ball's supposed to go to. That's a figment of imagination.
What percentage do you think Kelce is still the first read? Like, let's say he throws 30 passes a game. How many of those 30 passes was Kelce the first read? Because I would say 15, which is, to me, high.
Yeah, I'd go 8.
Okay.
8, 16, so yeah, so like about 25%.
I have no idea. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you need to start watching the All-22.
I guess, yeah.
Have you ever met a more snake bit franchise than New York Knicks?
The Jets, maybe.
Okay.
Well, stinks.
Well, Justin Jefferson is saying, man, I'm going to waive my no trade, and yeah, I only want to go to one team, and it's the Jets.
Right.
Giannis said, basically, I'm willing to be traded. There's one team I want. It's the New York Knicks. What happened last night?
Of course he did. It's unbelievable. I mean, it's unbelievable.
He did walk off the court in his own strength, which is a big positive. But did non-contact, fell to the court. And you're like, of course, the day that all this.
Yeah.
This is Giannis on not winning every year.
For you, do you view this season as a failure?
Oh, my God. you asked me the same question last year, Eric. Okay. Do you get the promotion every year on your job? No, right? So every year you work is a failure. Yes or no? No. Every year you work towards something, towards a goal. Right, which is to get a promotion, to be able to take care of your family, to be able, I don't know, provide a house for them or take care of your parents. You work towards a goal. It's not a failure. It's steps to success, you know. And if you've never, I don't want to make it personal. So there's always steps to it, you know. Michael Jordan played 15 years, won 6 championships. The other 9 years was a failure. That's what you're telling me. I'm asking you a question. Yes or no? Okay, exactly. So why are you asking that question? It's a wrong question. There's no failure in sports. You know, there's good days, bad days. Some days you are able to be successful. Some days you're not. Some days it's your turn. Some days it's not your turn. And that's what sports is about. You don't always win. Some other people's going to win. And this year, somebody else is going to win. Simple as that. We're going to come back next year, try to be better, try to build good habits. Try to play better, not have a 10-day stretch with playing bad basketball, you know, and hopefully we can win a championship. So 50 years from 1971 to 2021 that we didn't win a championship, it was 50 years of failures. No, it was not. It was steps to it, you know, and we were able to win one. Hopefully we can win another one. You know, sorry that I didn't want to make it personal because you asked me the same question last year, and last year I was in the mind space to answer the question back, but I remember it.
So that's Giannis telling you that in a long roundabout way, in about a minute and 56 seconds, that not winning the whole thing is not considered a failure. But right, then you go back to what Travis Kelce says: you don't win the Super Bowl; it's failed season.
And that's the way the Chiefs look at it. Yeah, I that's where you have the micro versus the macro on this, right? Is it a failed season now if the Chiefs don't win a Super Bowl? You bet it is a failed season, and they will tell you that. That's the micro, though. Could this be a total failure overall for the macro thing? Well, let's see what happens next season, because if they don't end up making it into the playoffs this year, right, that gives you an opportunity to make a lot of changes. And if not making the playoffs is the impetus to make a lot of changes on this team that maybe should have been made a year ago, then this season was not a failure. It was a letting go, a cleansing, and then you bounce back. So is it a failure in the moment? Yes. Is it a failure overall? Well, that's still to be determined. And the success slash failure of this season, ultimately, I think will be determined by what they do next year and moving forward and how they respond from this kind of, you know, rock in the road, if you will, whatever you want to call it, pothole, Odyssey parking lot, however you want to describe it. How is this team going to respond after the failure? And that's what it's all about. That's what the baseball people will tell you. How do you respond to failure? Because the greatest baseball players of all time fail 70% of the time, right? Mm. And so how are the Chiefs going to respond as an organization to failure? And that really starts with Clark Hunt. He's got to lay out the game plan and let everybody know, this is how we're going to be moving forward. This is what we're going to be doing. The directive needs to come from ownership to allow the general manager and the head coach then to put their plan kind of into action. So I think, yeah, it's a failure if they don't make the Super Bowl. Small, big picture, we won't know if this season is a failure until we get the next year and see how they responded from failure.
And I think that's the difference between athletes and fans.
Yep.
The definition of failure is vague. and it's for everybody, right? Like he mentions to the reporter who absolutely goes coward and goes quiet.
Yeah.
And says, you know, did you get your promotion this year? Well, you know, I consider this show not, this is my personal opinion. If we're not a top three show in Kansas City, we failed somewhere.
Yeah.
It's not the team's fault if people check out, you know, because the team isn't good. It's our fault for not making a bad team entertaining to talk about.
Right.
And then you know, you go see the books that close every quarter and you're like, okay, so who was above us and what did they do? Okay. Why is listening to alternative rock more entertaining than listening to a developing story that we either weren't entertaining enough for, or we had said something that people didn't agree with and we didn't change our ways, which, mm-hmm. you know, you could do that for the regular season, but I think it is different. I think it is vague. I think it's a way to look at it, but I mean, props to Giannis, man. I mean, that's a hell of a way to respond to somebody that's a young athlete, that's a future, that's the NBA.
Yeah.
And to have that sort of thing, I think that's kind of a positive thing. And that, why not have that guy on your team? And, of course, yesterday, the Knicks story, and then you're like, oh, God.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. But also, too, you know, with the Giannis thing, the one thing that really stood out to me, he goes, Michael Jordan played 15 years. He only won 6 titles. Is that the rest of his season's a failure? He's looked at as the greatest of all time. Now, the Wizard thing may be a failure, but he's looked at the greatest of all time. He won 6 championships in 15 years of playing. So when he said that, I'm like, that really does put it into perspective that for whatever reason we believe in Kansas City, it's either Super Bowl or bust every year, because that's what their goal is. But if they don't win it, then oh my God, we got to throw the bathwater out and it's going to be over and all that kind of stuff. No, not at all. You get an opportunity to rebound from a failed season. I'm excited to see what they can do if they don't make it to the playoffs this year.
What would they have to give up, Cat?
for
Giannis? Would that be the move?
You'd have to give up Cat, probably someone else, picks.
Fine.
Yeah. Oh, worth it. Done. Course.
Yeah.
Easy.
Giannis and Brunson.
Oh, God. Finally, you
just pull the blinds completely up.
Oh yeah.
That's every night.
Every night I'd be watching that. How could you not?
100%.
That's what's...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports is about. I love that kind of stuff where you get the greats playing on the biggest stage. And you guys all knew last year how much better the NBA was when the Knicks were advancing in the playoffs. You get Giannis on that team, it's going to be crazy town in the NBA.
They could actually win the finals.
Yes, they actually could. They could. Would be unbelievable. And that party, what do you think? 86 was fun.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.